All right, so get ready because today we are going deep on this planet called Luminarix. You guys sent us some really cool stuff, some excerpts from a fantasy novel, and then this scientific analysis, and it looks like this world is something else.
Yeah, it's pretty wild just the idea that the planet's terrain, the atmosphere, even the climate is shaped by what the people who live there know and want. That really kind of flips everything we think we know about planets on its head.
Yeah, that's the thing that just grabbed me right away, too. It's like the planet itself is alive, like it's breathing and changing based on what everyone is thinking and feeling.
It's more than that, even. Think about landscapes that change to show ideas. Mountains growing and shrinking because people are brainstorming together. And they say the atmosphere isn't just air, but it's like this swirling mix of stuff that shows universal knowledge.
Okay, now that's where I start to lose it a little bit. Like breathing in the history of the universe. How does that even work?
Right. It definitely makes you rethink physics. But the analysis even says that this atmosphere isn't just there, it's like a defense system, reacting and shifting to protect the planet from threats from outside.
So it's not just beautiful, it could be dangerous too. I'm starting to see why they were warning about the risks of information overload.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Can you imagine just suddenly getting hit with all of that knowledge at once? It'd be like trying to drink from a fire hose of information. And the analysis actually says that mental instability and even physical disintegration are possible.
Disintegration. Okay, now that's scary. How would anyone even be able to process all of that information?
Well, that's where the people of Luminarix come in. They must have evolved to handle this constant flood of knowledge. Maybe they have these mental filters or ways of organizing information that we can't even imagine.
So they're not just taking in the knowledge passively, they're actually working with it, shaping it, even using it in ways that we can't even fathom.
Exactly. And that brings us to that fantasy excerpt you mentioned. It talks about this battle between two characters, Anya and Kai. They use these weapons called chakrams, and their fighting styles are all about chaos and balance.
Oh, I'm seeing a connection here. Could this fight actually be like a metaphor for what's happening on Luminarix itself?
I think it's possible. You have Anya, who's all about chaos and seems to be driven by this energy they call the Radiant Dark, which they say is holding her back, but also might give her an edge in battle. And then there's Kai, who's fighting for balance and order, like he's trying to hold back the wilder parts of the planet's energy.
I'm really curious about this Radiant Dark. It seems like it's more than just some simple energy source. Could it be like a part of the planet's own chaotic nature, or maybe a way for people to tap into a deeper power of the planet?
It's a great question, and the excerpt doesn't really answer it.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that Anya's chakram is made of platinum, which is really good at conducting, makes you think about the flow of information and energy that defines Luminarix.
So we have these characters fighting, and their fight could actually be about a deeper struggle for control over the planet's very essence. That adds a whole other level to their conflict.
And don't forget, that scientific analysis said that Luminarix is shaped by the collective will of the people who live there. So maybe both chaos and balance are necessary for the planet to actually work. Anya and Kai could be two sides of the same coin, forces that have to exist together for the planet to thrive.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like the planet itself is this giant balancing act, constantly shifting between order and chaos, knowledge and instinct.
And what happens with that balancing act could be huge, not just for the people on Luminarix, but maybe for the whole universe. Because remember, this planet is supposed to be like a universal data bank with the knowledge of countless civilizations all stored there.
A universal data bank. Okay, now we're talking. What kind of knowledge are we even talking about here? And how would anyone even get to it?
Well, that's a story for another time. That's where we'll pick up next time on our deep dive. We'll really get into what it means to be a planet that holds all the secrets of the universe and all of the dangers that might come with it. So this idea of a universal data bank really got you thinking, huh?
Yeah, it's a huge concept. I mean, a planet that holds the secrets of the universe. It's mind-blowing, but kind of scary too. What kind of knowledge are we talking about? Is it like scientific discoveries, historical records, or even deeper stuff that we can't even imagine?
The analysis uses phrases like the wisdom of countless civilizations and a history of how the universe evolved. It's not like any library we know. It could have everything from how the universe started to, the really deep stuff about consciousness itself.
Whoa. Imagine having access to all of that. It would be like having the past and future of the universe right there. But how is it stored? Is it like a library with books, or is it more like woven into the planet itself?
That's where it gets really cool. Remember how the analysis called the planet's terrain a mosaic of diverse terrains that's always changing? Well, It actually says that those landscapes might not be random. They could be like physical representations of the knowledge inside the planet.
Wait, you're saying a mountain range could be like a math equation, or a forest could be a whole philosophy? That's pretty wild.
It's a radical idea, but it fits with the whole thing that on Luminarix, the physical world and knowledge are like blended together. The analysis even says the planet's makeup, the elements and minerals, could be arranged to help this flow of information. It's like the planet is one giant computer, processing and saving knowledge on a cosmic scale.
But how would that even work? Rocks and trees aren't exactly silicon and fiber optics. Is there some kind of energy or force we don't even know about?
The analysis talks about universal energies, like there are forces at work on Luminarix that we just don't get yet. Maybe the planet can use these energies and turn them into something real, making abstract ideas into physical things.
So we're talking about a place where the laws of physics, like we know them, might not even apply. That's exciting and a little bit terrifying at the same time.
It definitely changes how we think about science. And it also makes you think about the danger of actually getting to this knowledge. Remember, the analysis said information overload and disintegration are possible. This knowledge on Luminarix isn't something to mess around with.
That makes sense. If it's that powerful, it would have to be protected somehow. And speaking of protection, they said the atmosphere isn't just knowledge, it's also a defense system. What's it defending against?
Well, the analysis isn't really clear on that, but it says that Luminarix could be attacked by things that want to steal or mess up the knowledge. It even mentions information security, so maybe there are like cosmic hackers trying to break in.
Cosmic hackers. That's a creepy thought. But it makes sense. If Luminarix is this amazing source of information, of course someone would want to control it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this adds another layer to the whole Anya and Kai thing. Could their fight also be about protecting the knowledge of Luminarix? Is Anya's chaos a threat to the planet or something it needs to grow? And is Kai trying to keep things the same, or is he fighting against something way worse?
So we have these personal fights happening at the same time as this huge cosmic battle for knowledge and power. It's like some crazy chess game with really high stakes.
And we haven't even touched on the idea of planetary consciousness, which means that Luminarix might not just be a planet, but like a thinking being with its own goals.
Now that's where my brain really starts to hurt. A planet that's conscious. I'm going to need some help with that one.
Okay.
Okay, so planetary consciousness, that is a big one. We've talked about landscapes that move with thoughts, an atmosphere that's made of knowledge, and now you're saying the planet might be alive and thinking.
It really changes how we think about planets, right? But the analysis uses phrases like a unified field of consciousness and a symbiotic relationship between the planet and its people. It's saying that Luminarix might be more than just rocks and stuff. It could be like a living thing with its own thoughts and goals.
I see what you mean. We already know that the people can change the planet with their thoughts. So is it really that crazy to think that the planet might be changing them back? It's like a two-way street, a constant flow of energy and information going both ways.
Yeah, exactly. And this whole planetary consciousness thing could be why Luminarix is so unique. It's not just a planet with the weird things going on. It's like a living, changing being that's shaping and being shaped by the people who live there.
That makes me think about Anya and Kai again. Their fight seems even more important now. If Luminarix is a thinking being, then what they're doing could affect the planet's, like, very core. Is Anya's chaos a danger to this planetary consciousness? Or does it need that chaos to grow? Is Kai trying to protect the planet? Or is he stopping it from becoming what it could be?
Those are some really deep questions, and the answers might depend on how this planetary consciousness actually works. Does it have a body? Does it talk to the people? Or is it more like a hidden force that's guiding how the planet changes?
It's almost like we're talking about a god, you know? This force of nature that's both good and maybe dangerous. And the people are stuck in the middle, trying to understand it all.
And remember how the analysis talked about the climate on Luminarix? It said the weather patterns are purpose-driven. Like the storms and droughts aren't random. They're connected to the planet's consciousness somehow.
So the weather isn't just weather. It's like a way for the planet to talk. Maybe it's showing its emotions or trying to get people to do certain things.
It's possible, right? It all goes back to how on Luminarix everything is linked.
Mm-hmm.
The physical stuff, the knowledge, the consciousness, the weather. It's all part of this one big complicated system.
It makes you wonder what it would be like to actually live there. Would you feel connected all the time, part of something bigger? Or would it be too much, all that information and energy? It's hard to even picture.
It's amazing that we can even think about these things, though. Luminarix shows us that there's so much out there we don't understand, things that seem impossible. It's like a challenge to open our minds and see things in new ways.
This deep dive has definitely changed how I see things. Luminarix is a place where science and fantasy, knowledge and instinct, the individual and everyone together, it's all mixed up. It makes you question everything you thought you knew about the universe.
And maybe that's the biggest thing we can take away from this. Luminarix reminds us that there's always more to learn, more to find out, more to be amazed by. It's like it's telling us to be open to what we don't know, to ask questions, and to keep exploring.
So well said. This has been an incredible journey, and I really hope everyone listening will check out the novel and the analysis themselves and just let their minds go wild. Who knows what else you might discover about this planet? And remember, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep those deep dives going.
See you next time.